This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Abortion rights have been a big issue in the Democratic primary for governor. Both candidates, former State Senator Molly Kelly and former Portsmouth Mayor Steve Marchand, have been working to cast themselves as the more stout defender of legal abortion. Today, the political arm of Planned Parenthood of Northern New England rendered its judgment endorsing Molly Kelly. And joining me now to discuss this is NHPR's Josh Rogers. Hey, Josh.
Good afternoon, Peter.
So, Josh, Planned Parenthood of New Hampshire Action Fund PAC is supporting Molly Kelly. Why and what will this mean?
Well, Planned Parenthood's New Hampshire Action Fund PAC says after meeting with the candidates Molly Kelly and Steve Marchand and scrutinizing their records, it was clear to them that Molly Kelly's 10 years in the Senate and all the votes she's taken, both to expand health care and also to block limits on abortion, prove, as Planned Parenthood puts it, that, quote, she has and always will fight for abortion rights. So that's the why, or at least part of it. What it all means is less clear. When I spoke with folks from Planned Parenthood, they indicated the particulars of what they might do in the governor's race remain to be seen. They said the goal is to, quote, lift Kelly. Mail pieces are likely, some digital ads, grassroots outreach, all stuff that can be meaningful. But, you know, while abortion rights activists see this year as crucial, the Kavanaugh Supreme Court nomination is out there, of course, and nationally they want President Trump to suffer during these midterms.
You mentioned the Kavanaugh nomination, and with that, the specter of overturning Roe v. Wade, which has the potential to make states real battlegrounds on abortion issues.
Absolutely, and that's why Steve Marchand says he was prompted to push to codify abortion in state law, to propose the repeal of several laws that touch issues relating to abortion, and to propose that New Hampshire join the states that allow tax dollars to pay for abortions.
Molly Kelly has been more circumspect in her proposals, hasn't she?
Well, there's no doubt that Molly Kelly considers abortion rights a major issue, but she has been very circumspect when it comes to addressing the possible taxpayer funding of abortions for low-income women. The Hyde Amendment prohibits federal money being used for abortion in most cases. In 2016, the National Democratic Party platform calls for junking the Hyde Amendment. Hillary Clinton also campaigned on doing that. And more than a dozen states do allow local tax dollars to pay for abortions. Molly Kelly's been asked about this repeatedly, and she's never clearly staked out a position. Here's what she said almost a month ago.
I am going to put out a policy, and you will be one of the first to see that. That will be very clear, as I've said, on where I stand, where I have always stood.
That was Molly Kelly. No clear stance on taxpayer funding for abortion?
No. And one interesting thing about this is that Planned Parenthood does support that. Here's what Planned Parenthood's local vice president for public policy, Sabrina Dunlap, told me when I asked her about it.
That is absolutely a value that Planned Parenthood holds, is that all women, regardless of income, should have access to safe legal abortion. And so the fact that this is being discussed right now, we think is a positive thing.
So a positive thing, but the Planned Parenthood PAC's endorsement isn't going to the candidate willing to talk about it.
No, and one could ask what that means for the future of the debate of public funding of abortion if a PAC like Planned Parenthood chooses the candidate that won't say if she supports it. And for the record, Steve Marchand has said he's, quote, genuinely shocked this endorsement happened. But, you know, this bit of all this hits on the reality of all political endorsements and that they're about more than simple policy. I think Steve Marchand, claims of shock aside, knows this by now, that endorsements are about relationships too. Molly Kelly has good relationships with people who pull the strings on these sorts of things. Sometimes they're former colleagues in the legislature. Two of the people who helped make this endorsement were former state senators who served for there. Other times they're people who've worked issues or campaigns together.
How much of a role might gender have played here?
You know, it's hard to say. You can't discount it, but Molly Kelly is definitely better known in abortion rights circles, and Planned Parenthood's PAC doesn't need to be reminded of the friction it caused last election when it chose to get into a governor's race. This same PAC, albeit with slightly different board members, chose to back Colin Van Ostern over two other pro-choice Democrats, which caused some very sore feelings. Van Ostern, you remember, carried the primary before losing in the general, and his endorsement was an endorsement made with great fanfare. Planned Parenthood rolled this choice out differently without any public events.
That's NHPR's Josh Rogers.